Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today, we're going to recap a memorial service that was held just outside the Westmoreland County Prison in what's called the Pauper's Grave, where 53 individuals were laid to rest. These were remains of individuals who were unclaimed, and the Westmoreland County coroner decided that they needed to be laid to rest with honor. Take a listen into the event.
Good morning, and thank you for coming to this very special memorial service where we will lay to rest with honor the unclaimed remains of 53 individuals. I want to begin by thanking Westmoreland County Coroner Tim Carson for initiating this event alongside Chief Deputy Coroner Al Lonzo. This really is such an important function for your office, and I'm thankful to all of you who took your time out of your busy schedules to attend today. A special thank you to our Westmoreland County Commissioners, Ted Kopis, Doug Chu, and Sean Curtis. They are in a meeting currently, but I know that they have representatives here today, and we appreciate their support in this service. Presiding over the ceremony today will be Bishop Larry J. Kulik from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Greensburg. He invited members of the ecumenical community to join him, including Reverend David Ackerman and Reverend Nick Poole. Thank you both for so much for being here today. And thank you to Father Christopher Pujol for coordinating the worship aid. He is the Episcopal Master of Ceremonies and Parochial Vicar at Blessed Sacrament Cathedral, as well as co-director of the Office of Worship for the Diocese of Greensburg. Long title for such a young priest, but we appreciate his help today. And we appreciate our musicians today, Justin, who will serve as cantor, and Josie on the piano. Thank you very much for spending your time here today. Mr. Lonzo, alongside other members of the coroner's office, will read the names of the deceased today, including Sean Reibel, Kara Schaefer, Russell Morgan, Stephen Whiteman, and veteran escorts Jim Dravenovich and Jim Fike. Thank you all for your help. Two of the individuals being memorialized today are veterans. One served in the U.S. Navy during World War II, and the other served in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. Their remains will be escorted to the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies after the memorial service, where they will receive full military honors. Joining them today are members of the American Legion who are here for the posting of the veterans. Immediately following the posting of the veterans, Chief Deputy Coroner Lonzo will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. After that, I ask you to welcome Westmoreland County Coroner Tim Carson to the podium for words of welcome. Gentlemen.
You're listening to a ceremony that took place on Thursday, June 27th, 2024, in the Pauper's Grave at the Westmoreland County Prison. And this was a memorial service to lay to rest the unclaimed remains of 53 individuals in Westmoreland County. So after the chaplain and the American Legion hosted the veterans on the columbarium. If you can picture it, it's almost like a mini mausoleum that holds about 50 or so cremains. And there was a wreath on top, and then they placed the cremains of these two veterans on top. And then at that point, Deputy Coroner Al Lonzo led the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Westmoreland County Coroner Tim Carson gave some words of welcome.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. And now I'd like to invite Westmoreland County Coroner Tim Carson to the podium.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone who has made today possible. Jennifer with the Diocese of Greensburg did an amazing job for us 2 years ago. And once again, I can't thank you enough. Our county commissioners, the Public Works Department, the Maintenance Division, Greg McCoskey, John Stevenson, and Tony Crouch, the warden, Steve Pulowski, and maintenance supervisor, Lance Lehart. I couldn't thank them enough. This has been such a struggle getting this in because it gets washed out every time of rain. And these guys just did a heck of a job. So I can't thank them enough. Mark Fiano and Greg Stone, for the generous donation of the concrete pad that went in. And it was very important to me that that panel on it and Kaylee Smartnick were here today, because they were instrumental 2 years ago in getting helping us with the veterans. If we had to take down to the cemetery of Alleghenies, they assumed responsibility, and that's something that we had to do, and they got on early, so I want to thank them. When we started this journey over 2 years ago, I never realized how important this was going to be to our community. I knew our office had to do something to ensure that the 57 remains were given a proper burial and not stacked in the corner of the storage room. Once we determined that 15 of the 57 were United States veterans, we completed Operation Dignity in July of 2022, which gave each of them a full military funeral and a proper burial at the Cemetery of Alleghenies. Moving forward over the past 2 years, we were able to secure grant money for this beautiful columbarium and a donation from Stone & Company for the cement pad that is placed on. Over the past several months, we have secured 11 more unclaimed remains, which brings our total to 53 as of today. I looked at today as closure for those departed, and moving forward, we now have a resting place for any more remains that our office will assume. I received an email a few weeks ago that I would like to share with you. Dear Mr. Carson, while surfing the internet 3 weeks ago, my brother discovered an article about your coming into office and searching down veterans groups to help you identify the remains of 57 people in your storage. One of those people was my brother, David Sage, who hovered on the edge of homelessness and drug issues. Our family was never aware that David had passed, but we were very grateful to hear how your office handled things. I live in Maine, and I came to Pittsburgh earlier this year for a funeral and stopped at the National Cemetery while I was there. It was lovely. We would like to help you with the financial cost of the county. We would also like to thank you for this initiative your office showed. Thank you, Susan Johnson. In closing, I would like to thank my staff for their commitment to our office and the citizens of Westmoreland County. They have a bond with many of these remains when they are working on a particular case and exhaust every means in finding next of kin. Thank you very much.
Next on the list of speakers was Reverend David Ackerman. He's from the Penn West Conference of the United Church of Christ.
It is truly an honor to be with you today and to be representing Christian Associates of Southwestern Pennsylvania. As we honor those who have passed among us this day, the remains of those who have not been claimed, we recognize that they are honored today not so much because we are here, but for those of us of Christian faith, because we believe that God is here, that God is with them, and that God is with us, that God has named and claimed them and given them dignity and worth, and that God does the same for us. The other day, I was listening to a sermon by the Reverend Bruce Wheeler Thielman, a Presbyterian minister who is now deceased. And he talked about how one time he was walking along the beach in Scotland, and there was a house where there lived an old woman. And she was the mother of a son who was estranged from her. And each night, the mother would light a lamp in the window in hopes that her son would return. The woman died after many years, and a crowd of several hundred people gathered there on the beach that night to witness the first night in years that a light was not shining from the window. There may have been people in the lives of all of these names that are before us who were like that woman who lit lamps in windows, yearning for people to connect with them, for that connection to be full, that relationship to be made whole. And whether those people are here right now or not, one thing we can say is that We give thanks for the love that these people received and gave during the course of their lives, and for the assurance that we have that God is like that mother who lit that lamp in the window, and night after night, yearns for each and every one of us to be in right relationship, not only with God, but with one another. In a few moments, our Chief Deputy Coroner will begin the sharing of these names. If we listen to the names that are shared, may we be mindful of the way that God loves them eternally and the way that God loves each and every one of us eternally. That God has named them and claimed them and loves them passionately forever. This is true for them. It is true for us. Thanks be to God for these people. Amen.
Now I would like to invite Chief Deputy Coroner Lonzo, Lead Investigator Rival, Westmoreland County Deputy Coroner Russell Morgan, Deputy Coroner Stephen Whiteman, and our veteran escorts for the reading of the names.
Add one name to the list, which was we had a baby, a fetal remain, that we wasn't sure if it was a male or a female. But so that's what makes it 53. We're going to be reading 52 names. So first name on our list is Robert Ashurst, Elizabeth Avery, Georgianne Baker, Lois Boring, Freeman Balder, Sherry Cross, Ellen Davis Jr., Robert Davis, Kendra Diamond, Kamen Donard, William Aikman Sr.
My condolences to all in memory of Norman Eccles, Tammy Failbaum, Dominica Faubert, Carol Fosha, Lee Graves, Rebecca Guy, Tyrone Henderson, Carl Hoke, Alice Holmes, Judith Hovance, Rocco Giannetti.
Mary Jane Jones, Valerie Jones, John Kennedy, Ruth Class, David Lanky, Lenora Melo, Martin Madrichak, Howard Marsh, Jackson Marshall, and Floyd McCurdy.
Mark McCurdy, Edward Moore, Eugene Nelson, Sarah Moyer, Jamie Parisi, Janet Peterman, Cheryl Polyard, Timothy Quinn, James Ryder, and Evelyn Rowe.
Daniel Scarpacki, Dennis Siebold, Marlene Siegel, Joseph Thompson, Richard Trincanti, Eileen Trout, John Waldenville Sr., Richard West, Michael Whalen, and Dorothy Watson.
World War II veteran Stewart's mate, second class United States Navy, Nolan M. Holliday. Vietnam War veteran, Airman Basic, United States Air Force, Armand M. Busey.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today, we're listening in on the Westmoreland County Coroner's initiative to lay to rest the unclaimed remains of 53 individuals in Westmoreland County. When we come back from the break, we'll hear more from Pastor Nick Poole. He is a pastor in Irwin, Westmoreland County, to talk about those who love these individuals and are still missing these individuals, and some of whom probably don't even know that these individuals have passed on because of the loss of connection. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today, we're talking about a memorial service that laid to rest the unclaimed remains of 53 individuals in Westmoreland County. We're listening into the service that happened on Thursday, June 27th, with many people present coming to lay to rest with honor these individuals. This initiative to memorialize the unclaimed dead of 53 remains in the Pauper Cemetery near the Westmoreland County Prison happened on Thursday, June 27th at 11 a.m. Westmoreland County Coroner Tim Carson really led this initiative with ecumenical leaders in memorializing these individuals, some of whom were cremated more than 30 years ago. And County Coroner Carson said his hope was to lay to rest these remains with honor. He thinks that that's an important function of the duties of the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office. So joining the coroner were Bishop Larry J. Kulik from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Greensburg. He invited Reverend David Ackerman. He's the conference minister at the Penn West Conference Church of Christ, and Pastor Nick Poole, who is the lead pastor at Calvary Church in Irwin. Each of them shared a prayer and reflection. Now, two of the individuals who were memorialized on Thursday were veterans. As you heard earlier in the show, Nolan M. Holliday served in the U.S. Navy during World War II, and Armand M. Bucci served in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. So members of the American Legion post throughout Westmoreland County escorted their remains after the ceremony to the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, where they will receive full military honors. So Coroner Carson explains that sometimes in these cases, a family can't afford to take on the financial responsibility of a proper burial, or all efforts to track down relatives were exhausted. So many of these cremains sat in boxes in the evidence room of the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office. And so while financial strain can be part of the issue, some of these individuals simply outlived their loved ones. Others were estranged from their families. So this was a very nice ceremony. Media was invited to attend, all to really lay to rest with honor some of these individuals. So here is Pastor Nick Poole from Calvary Church in Irwin.
Today we gathered here to honor and remember those who have passed on without family and friends to claim them. These individuals, though they may be strangers to us, were once part of the human story, each with their own dreams, challenges, and moments of joy. It's a solemn and sacred duty that we undertake, ensuring that their lives, no matter how quiet or unnoticed, are acknowledged with dignity and respect today. Each person we remember walked the same earth, took the same steps as we do, breathed the same air, shared in the same fundamental human experiences. They laughed, they cried, they loved, and they hoped. They had stories, some known and some forgotten. And though they left this world without someone with them, we believe their lives still hold value in the eyes of God and in our hearts today. As we reflect on their lives, let us remember the importance of community and connection. Let us be reminded of our own humanity and our duty to care for one another, especially those who seem to slip through the cracks of society. In their memory, let us commit to reaching out, to being a friend to the friendless, and a family to the lonely. To the unclaimed, we say this: though we did not know you, we honor your life. Though we did not walk with you, we acknowledge your journey. Though we did not share in your struggles, we recognize your humanity today. And though we did not claim you in life, we claim you now in death as part of the greater human family. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, the Apostle Paul wrote this: "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." May those we honor today be evidence that God's love transcends our boundaries, our barriers, and our limitations, that even the unknown could know the love of God. May they now rest in peace, knowing that today they are remembered and they are loved. Their lives mattered. In our hearts, they will always have a place. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray? Lord, we thank you for these lives, God, that may not have been known, but are known by you. Lord, that you love them deeply because they are your creation. Lord, I pray you would help each of us today to love members of your creation that we interact with on a regular basis, even those that might be different from us, have traveled a different journey than we have. Let us recognize the worth and value that they possess as your creation. God, let us walk in peace, joy, and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was Pastor Nick Poole from Calvary Church in Irwin. And then to close out the ceremony after some music and other prayers of commendation was the Most Reverend Larry J. Kulik, JCL. He is the Bishop of the Diocese of Greensburg.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
Let perpetual light shine upon them.
May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated for just one moment here. Again, as we bring our service to a conclusion, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here, and in a very special way, in the name of our Westmoreland County commissioners and all of the community leaders, to thank you for being not only a part of this celebration and commemoration, but also what we are doing here today is not only fulfilling what we would call in our Catholic tradition one of the corporal works of mercy, to bury the dead. And we are doing that as a fruit of our charity and basically our discipleship. But also, I think today as we gather as a community. We come from our different faith traditions. We come from our different professional backgrounds. We even come, believe it or not, from different political ideologies. We come together. And what we do today is a beautiful sign of the unity of humanity and our unity rooted in faith. And indeed, we do much more than just a charitable act. No matter what our faith tradition is, this is an act of faith for us, because the rite of commendation of the remains of those who have gone before us is not just a religious ritual or ceremonial act, but it is also a reminder to each and every one of us of our own human mortality. And sooner rather than later, people will gather to commend us to the Lord. And so it is not only a reminder of the quickness and shortness of our life, and the reminder to take each moment to live in a way that is honorable and just, that is charitable and merciful, but it is also a moment of hope, because through faith, we see in this action that what we do is not the end, but what we believe we do here, we do as a sign of hope, a sign of belief in resurrection and new life. And I want to, in a very, very special way, thank both Reverend David and Reverend Nick for their wonderful reflections today, drawing us into that mystery of faith and into the community that is ours. There is too much today that can divide us. Today's ceremony is a magnificent way of reminding us of how much we have in common and what is the roots of that unity, our understanding of human dignity, mutual respect, and love. So as we take leave today, indeed, not only as people of faith, not only as people of professions, but as human beings and common citizens, we are united. We are united as one, and we are united in a special way to all, especially at this moment, those who have gone before us. They are not forgotten. They are in our minds and our hearts. And so are those who grieve their loss and many times are still grieving it and are trying to wrap their heads around these lives and this loss. We pray for them and we remember them as well today. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May the Lord bless these his servants, keep them in peace, and make his face shine upon them until he calls them forth from this place. And may Almighty God bless all gathered here in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Beautiful memorial service held to lay to rest the unclaimed remains of 53 individuals in Westmoreland County. Now, these individuals were actually, their cremains were discovered in the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office in the evidence room. And so whether it's family who couldn't afford to take on the financial responsibility of burying them, or all the efforts to track down relatives were exhausted, most of these cremains sat in boxes, some of them as long as 30 years. And so the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office wrote a grant. They got the grant. They were able to build a columbarium just outside the Westmoreland County Prison up on the hill that holds the cremains. And today, members of the ecumenical community, as well as community leaders, memorialized these individuals. So that was just a wonderful service and a really just an incredible way to see the community come together here in Westmoreland County. Again, two of those individuals who were memorialized were veterans. Nolan Holliday served in the U.S. Navy during World War II, and Armin Bucci served in the U.S. Air Force during Vietnam. So after that ceremony, members of the American Legion post throughout Westmoreland County escort their remains to the National Cemetery for the Alleghenies for another memorial service, and then they will be honored with a full military burial there. So if you have an idea for Westmoreland Community Connections, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to WHJB with your ideas. We do this show every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. We're always looking for new members of the community to join us on the show. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and I thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.